Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. We begin on the very last word of Tazayin Amud Beis. Amri Harifi. The Pumbadisa. So this was a special title given to two Chachamim. Their names were actually Eifa and Avimi. They were brothers, the sons of Ruchava from Pumbadisa. And they were given the title Harifi, the sharp ones of Pumbadisa, as Rashi brings. Here comes an interesting point. Although we learned yesterday that Pigel will only take effect if the Pigel thought, the Pigel means the intention of consuming or offering to the Mizbeach tomorrow, next week, in the wrong time, Chus L'Zmanei, that makes Pigel, disqualifies the carbon, and one eats part of that carbon, he gets curry. So you must do a complete Pigel, not a half a Pigel, which means the Pigel thought will accompany the handling of the matir. Matir is the permitter, the engine, the primary force behind the carbon or the mincha, which is the kmitza, right? Thing is that there are two drivers in a mincha. There is the kaimitz of the dough, and then there is the kaimitz of the levaina. So the pigel typically has to be present while handling both of them. Meaning, if you're doing the haktar on the kaimitz, what they thought of chus l'zmanei. Likewise, you have to have a similar thought when you're doing the levaina on the mizbeach. This way you have a complete, all-encompassing pigel thought. However, here comes an interesting point. Haktara, a pigel thought that accompanied the haktara, the burning of the dough kaimetz, mifagalas haktara. If he had a pigel thought, not regarding the actual dough or the shirayim, he was thinking, I'm going to burn the levaina in the wrong time. That makes for pigel, even though typically we say, no, ein mater mefagalas hamater. While doing one mater, you can't be thinking about the other one and make pigel like that. Like the two sheep, right? You can't do shechita on one sheep, having in mind to eat the other one tomorrow. It doesn't make pigel. Right? And likewise, we say, a pigel thought that was only present during part of the mater, like in this case, the burning of the kaimitz. Again, according to Rabbanu, does not generate pigel. In this case, it's different. Rashi explains based on the Gemara later, because the kaimitz and levain have a special bond, special relationship, because they were both established in the same kli. They were both contained in the same kli shoreis. They're bound to each other. They're sort of two parts of a whole. And that connectivity enables this sort of spillover from one to the other. Says the Gemara, Afilu Rabbanu, the Amri, even Kuntu Rabbanu who say, Ein mefagalin b'chatzi mater. Pigel that's only present during half the mater, in this case the kaimet, does not generate pigel. Hanemi, that's only true. Echad chisha bebe shirayim. We need a mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Lebaina b'mosa kaimet, Lebaina remained as is, unaffected. He wasn't thinking about, Lebaina. Avalach, in this case, the chisha lab Lebaina, although when he's doing the kaimets, he wasn't thinking about the kaimets, he was thinking about bringing Levaina tomorrow. Here it's different, because the pigel thought now spread out. It's as though the machshava accompanied the entire, the involvement of the entire matir. Why? Why do we say that here? As Rashi explained, because the kaimets and Levaina are like two parts of one entity. So don't differentiate. Amar Rava, afanamitanina. I'll even prove this to you from the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Yud Beis. Here's the rule. How does one generate pigel by a mincha? Kol ha-kaimetz, v'nesin b'kli, v'amoylech v'amakter. He did one of the four primary steps, k'mitza, nesin b'kli, haylacha, or haktara of the k'mitza. He had a mind, he had a plan, lechol dova shalakar, lechol to eat the shirayim tomorrow, lechol dova shalakar, or to be makter tomorrow. Whether the kaimetz or the levaina. Sorry, if you had in mind chuslim kaimai, simply to do it in the wrong place, that's not pigel. Possibly makaris, that's possible, but there's no karis. Chuslim mani, if you had in mind tomorrow. So for instance, in the case of Pigel during the Haktorah, he was doing the Haktorah of the Koimetz with a plan to be Makter with Ilavoyna tomorrow. Pigel v'chayav and al-Karin is cursed. Malav, let's assume Haktorah, the Pigel that occurred during the Haktorah of the Koimetz, Dumi the Hanach, is similar to the Pigel examples discussed earlier, which took place during the act of Kmitza, Matan Kli, Hiluch. We'll compare Mahanach, just like by those, meaning the Pigel thought that occurred during the Kmitza, Matan Kli, and Hiluch, first three steps, could have been Bein Le'echol Bein Lahakter, whether he had in mind to eat the leftovers tomorrow or to be Makter Levina tomorrow. That makes for a full Pigel. We explained yesterday, because during the Kmitza and the Matan Kli, and some say in the Halacha as well, there is no competition, there's no competing activities, there's only the Kaimitz itself, there's no, you know, Kmitza and the Levain, etc. So there, the Machshava of Pigel is considered a full Machshava of Pigel. Af Haktorah, likewise, if he were to do the Haktorah of the Koimetz with the same type of thoughts, Bein Lecho, Bein Lahakter, whether he's thinking to eat the Shrine tomorrow or to be Makter Levina tomorrow, is Pigel, as per the Charifa de Pumbedisa. So again, while he's burning the Koimetz, he's thinking about Levina tomorrow, that makes Pigel. Loi, who says? Hanach. We can split the cases from each other. Regarding the first three scenarios, Hanach, when the pigel occurred during the first three steps, Kmitza, Matan Kli, and Hiluch, where there is no Levina involved in that process, so it's not an incomplete Machshava Pigel, it's a full Machshava Pigel pertaining to a full activity, because this activity is unique to the Kaimitz and will not be done to the Levina, so that's a full pigel. So then it works regardless of what he's thinking about, Bein Lechel, Bein Lahakti, what he's thinking about eating the Shrine tomorrow, or be Makta Levina tomorrow, it's Pigel. But regarding the fourth option, Haktara, the Pigel that occurred during the Haktara of the Koimetz, perhaps it doesn't work so quickly. Lechel in, if you had in mind to eat the Shrine tomorrow, yeah, that can make Pigel. But Lahakter, if you had a mind to burn the Levina tomorrow, Loi, that's not Pigel. Right? Because he's doing the Kaimas thinking about the Levina. And that's one Mate trying to affect the other one. It doesn't work. Yosef Rab Menashe Bar Gada Kameh, he was sitting in front of the Abaye. But Yosef Kamer Bishmein is quoting the name of the Rav Chizda. Ein Aktorim Fagolas Aktorim. It's the opposite. If during the Aktorah of the Koimetz he's thinking about burning the Levina tomorrow, it doesn't work. And you know what? Mafilu Rav Meir, he's taking the other extreme. He's taking the other approach. He says, even according to Rav Meir, who makes it easier to make Pigel, so to speak, the Omer who says, Mefagla Mechatzi Mater, even a Pigel thought that occurred during half the Mater can generate Pigel. Hanim, that's only Hecha Dechashu Bebe Shirayim. So if he's doing one matter and he's thinking about the Shiraim, yeah, that can make Pigel. The Kaimitz matter to do, because the Kaimitz is the matter of the Shiraim. It's the provider. He arranges for the Shiraim to be eaten. So the Pigel thought that occurred during the processing of the Kaimitz certainly affects the Shiraim. Aval Hacha. The Kaimitz la matter the Levina, who brought over here. The Kaimitz, he's not the Levina's boss. Levina stands alone. So you can't make the Levina pigel by way of thinking it during the Kaimetz. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded to the Chacham who quoted the Salocha. Ane Mar, please, Ane Mari, please, my master, respond, answer me. Mishmei the Rav, the Rav Chizda quote this Salocha in the name of Rav, his Rebbe. Amalei, he says, yeah, Amalei, in, yep. It's Menami, have likewise in the Beis Medrash, another direct quote, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav, and it doesn't work. And I told him, Fagel HaTorah. Says the Gemara of Amar Yaakov Bar Idi Mishmei Dabai, he quotes Abaye with a proof that it doesn't work. Afanana Mitanina, look at the Mishnah. Shachad Achem Nakvas Lechol Menu L'Machar, right? example of the two sheep. He's equating this case to the two sheep, which Rashi said before is not so simple. But according to this approach, it's all one and the same. And just like it doesn't work over there, one sheep doesn't affect the other. Same thing with the Haktar of the Kaim, it's affecting the Levina. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Shachad Echad Nakvasim Lechel Menel Machar. He did one of the sheep, the plant to eat it itself tomorrow. That's makes it pigle. Who pigle the chaver kasha? He becomes pigle. The counterpart stays kasha. Lechem chaver lemacha. But if he did shechta this one, planning to eat the other one tomorrow, it's a non-starter. Shneim share. They're both kasha. My time. Why? For this reason. Lav mishum dechivin lamata deu. Since one sheep is not permitting the other one, each one is his own independent, you know, driver. Leimatzim afagabei. You can understand very well, right? Why he can't affect him. Likewise. Since the Kaimitz is not the Mater Levina, it can't affect him. Loi, no, awesome. Big difference. And this is what Rashi explained before. You can differentiate. There, the two sheep were not bound together in the same Kli. So each one is his own independent entity. Havalacha, here by the Kaimitz Levina, which came together in the same Kli, Dikbo Bechadmana, Kichadome, perhaps, they consider like one entity, and yes. The thought during the Kaimitz can affect the Levina. Okay, so an interesting discussion. Let's say during the Akhtar of the Kaimitz, he's thinking, I'm going to burn the Levina tomorrow. Some say it's a non-starter. Some say it makes for Pigel, because Kaimitz and Levina are closely related. And therefore, it's considered like a full machshava of Pigel on the entire matter. Amar Rav Amnuna. Here comes an interesting twist. Says Rav Amnuna, in the following case, certainly it's going to work. In the previous case, we had a machlokes. Listen to this case. Hamilsa, the following lesson, the following halacha, avlali, Rabbi Chanina, taught it to me, explained it to me very well. And I absorbed it, right? Avla, like absorbed. Utkidali, and this halacha is so precious to me. It's valuable, kikuli tamadoi, like all my learning. It's a very interesting chiddush. What's the case? So first he's sort of going to present us with a formula, with a statement, which is going to be a bit cryptic, and we're going to get to the bottom of it and finally appreciate it. Okay, so hikter kaimetz lahakter lavoina, olechel shraim lamacha. So while he's burning the kaimetz on the mizbeach, he's thinking, I'm going to bring the lavoina tomorrow, and I'm going to eat the shiraim tomorrow. So he had two thoughts. Pigel. There you go, it's pigel. So again, he's thinking during the kmitza about the levoina and about the shiraim, that makes for pigel. Now what's his point? What's the main point here? My kamashmalan. If one of these thoughts really would be effective, I haktara mfaglas haktara kamashmalan, if his main point here is that the reason why it's pigel is because while he was thinking about doing the kaimitz, he was thinking about the levoina, that makes for pigel as per the previous shita. He should have simply stuck with that. Why did he have to elaborate and expand it to a double thought of pigel? Lema, he should have simply said the first part, hikter kaimitz lach to levoina. Okay, that's his main point. On the other hand, vim afaglim b'chatzimata kamashmon, perhaps it was totally something different that he was trying to teach us, that you could be mefagel the shiraim by thinking pigel even during one of the matirim, even just by the kaimitz about the shiraim, that also makes pigel. So again, he should have just mentioned the second point of his statement. Lame, he could have simply said hikter kaimitz, while he was doing the kaimitz, he was thinking lech l'shiraim l'machar. This would bring out his point. If his point was to teach us both points, that the kaimitz could be fagel the levoina, and also that the pigel thought that occurred only during the kmitza, which is a chatzi matir, can affect the shiraim. So then, again, why do you have to lump it together? You should have said, this makes pigel, and that makes pigel. Right? Separately. Lema could have simply said one or the other. Hikter kaimitz, while he's doing the kaimitz, he's thinking, lach levoina lemachar, that makes for pigel. V'lech l'shiraim lemachar, rav sometimes means or, right? Or if you had a mind to eat the shiraim, that's also a form of pigel. What's the point of bundling them together? Oh, here's the punchline. Yeah, only that's why. Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba, let me explain it to you. He thought both. Because really, He held that Haktorah cannot be a Fagel Haktorah. So during the Kaimitz, I'm thinking about Lobayna does not make for Pigel. And likewise, Ve'im Nefagel Mechatzi Matir. While doing the Kaimitz, he's thinking about the Shraim, that doesn't work either. Vishani Hocha. However, in this case, it's very different. When he had both thoughts together. You know why? Because he spread around the Pigel. It spilled over into the entire Matir. So with respect to the Shiraim, both drivers were affected, because while he was doing the claimants, he was thinking about the Levina. And also about the Shiraim. So he covered it all together. That's better. So again, if he's doing the claimants and just thinking about the Levina, that's not Pigel. But when he's thinking also about the Shiraim and the Levina, so on the one hand, his pigel has spread into the entire matter. With respect to affecting the Shiraim, very deep concept. So now it's pigel. Continues the Gemara. Tani Tano Kamei Rabbi Yisrael Nafcha. It was a chacham who presented a brisa before Rabbi Yisrael Nafcha Bar Abba. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba. Hikter Koyimitz Lechal Shiraim. Okay, so he was makhtir the koyimitz, planning to eat the shiraim tomorrow. So he used the following words: Ledivrei hakoil pigel. All agree. It's consensus that it's pigel. So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba responded, "Vamifel pigel. What do you mean? This point is the very machlekes we had, because it's a chati matir. The pigel only attached itself to part of the matir while he was handling the koyimitz." That's chatzim matir. So it's a machlag. What do you mean everybody agrees? Ala'im al divra kol pasul. You can say all agree that it's pasul. Because even the chacham agree that it's pasul. So he modified it. He kept the all, right? The all agree, but he changed it from pigel to pasul. Why do you have to change it like that? He could have changed the word pigel to pasul. He could have kept it with pigel. And it's specific to Rameir Shita. Could have taken away the all agree, just make it Rameir and keep it with Pigel. But Lemmy could have said, switch it to Reza Pigel Rameir. Instead of it's consensus, no, it's Rameir. And keep it with the word Pigel. So the answer is like this. It was some sort of error, some sort of correction that had to be made. It's more likely that the error is in the word Pigel and Pasul. But to suggest that having said everybody, didn't mean everybody, meant just Rav Meir, it's unlikely that he would have forgotten and said it wrongly in that sense. Tano, so the Chacham, Divrei HaKol Asnayu, certainly he was taught Divrei HaKol. The halacha that he was learning and teaching was certainly a consensus halacha. It's unlikely that he would have, you know, been inaccurate in that expression. It's a very distinct expression, everybody agrees, right? It's just that the next word, pigel, b'posel michlefle, he mixed up the word pigel and posel. So that's more likely than to say the harizeh b'divrei hakol michlefle, to say that instead of it was consensus, divrei hakol, it should have been harizeh, this is pigel according to Rameir, l'michlefle, it's unlikely that that would have gotten him confused, and this is the more plausible solution. Hadin l'chakoyim samenach. Says the Hilge Mishnah, Hakam is a mincha again. This is a second parak that begins with the same words. So it's called Hakam is Rabba. It's a long Hakam is a mincha. Longer parak. Okay, so what happened here? Back to Pigel. He's doing the kmitz on the mincha, having in mind to have something tomorrow, something which is unsuitable. For instance, to eat the kmitz or to burn the shiraim. So he's talking about carbon material in an inappropriate venue, inappropriate manner of consumption. Is that going to be pigel? So we touched upon this the other day. Here's the main, you know, focal point of this discussion. It's machlekes. He's planning on eating something which you shouldn't be eating, like the kaimis and levain, which belong on a mizbeach, or lahakta davashin, like lahakta, to burn something which is not meant to be burned, like the shirayim. So basically, he's doing a crossover pigel. Just for clarity, let's call it a crossover pigel. Kosher. That's not a proper pigel. Or blazer paisel. He says it is paisel. What about combining eating and burning? Lechel davashin akel lechel. He plans on eating the shirayim. Or to burn something which is meant to be burned. Pachas b'gezai is less than a kezai's. Again, it's kosher. What about combining eating and burning? Lechal kachatzi zayis. Lachti chatzi zayis. To eat and burn half a zayis each. In the wrong time, again, it's kosher. You can't combine two types of consumption to make pigel. You need to have the minimum share of kezai's directed at one form of consumption. Shein achila v'akhtar mitzdar. You can't combine achila v'akhtar. Amar Asi, says the Gemara. Amar b'yech, my time with Rav Leza. Why does Rav Leza consider it pigel when you cross over? Based on a pasuk, it's been a Torah. Oh my God, the pasuk says, "Look, regarding pigel, we ma'achal ya'achel, he'achel ya'achel." We switched the type of word. And the Gemara learned back in Zvachim, it relates to the machshava of pigel. He had a mind to eat it, you know, a couple of days away. He'achel ya'achel. Two forms of consumption: personal consumption for edible materials and mizbeach consumption for mizbeach materials. Two forms of, two avenues of making pigel. B'shtei achilas hakosam medaber, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. Personal and mizbeach consumption. Now, the pasuk here is pairing them together to tell you, you can cross over. That's how Rav Leza learns the pasuk. Lemlech to teach us. Keshem shemachashen ba'achilas adam, just as you can have machshava pigel regarding basar meant for humans, kach machashin b'chilas mizbeach. Likewise, regarding material which is meant for mizbeach, and you can cross over as well and make pigel. Kishem shemachash machilas od machilas od. Just like you can generate pigel by thinking about something which is meant for Adam to Adam, machilas mizbeach, machilas mizbeach, something which is meant for mizbeach to the mizbeach. Kach machashin. Likewise, if one has a machshava which crosses over the materials, it also makes pigel. Mechilas Adam, a mizbeach, taking basar on the mizbeach, or vice versa, mechilas mizbeach, Adam, something from the mizbeach, plan on eating it yourself, that also makes pigel. My time, how do you know this? Minapkinu rachmana laktara b'lashnachila, because look, we said the pasuk relates to personal consumption, that surely is called achila, but haktara, mizbeach consumption, why is that also called achila? Why not just call it haktara? Oh, to teach us that they're pretty much one and the same. You can cross over. Rabbanon disagree. They hold that if you take basar and plan on putting on the mizbeach, even in a week's time, that's not pigel. Hi, dapkin rachman of lashon achila. So why did the Torah relate to burning using lashon achila? To tell you something else regarding the choice of words that he'll use. Even if he didn't actually say haktara tomorrow, he said achila to mizbeach tomorrow. It also makes pigel, provided it's mizbeach material, of course. So it doesn't really matter how he said it, whether he used lashon achila for mizbeach, lashon kimechashav lashon haktar mizbeach, or use lashon haktar, which is more appropriate for mizbeach. Either way, it makes pigel. Inami, another option to understand the wording of the pasuk regarding this shiur, to tell us ma'achila, because it's just like regarding personal consumption, we all know that the minimum is called a kezayis. Af haktara b'kezayis. Likewise, for the thought of pigel regarding haktara, it also needs to be a minimum of kezayis. That's why it's called achila. Lo elam achila durcha mashbet. But certainly, we speak about achila, it means in an appropriate venue, basar for people and mizbeach material for the mizbeach, and not a crossover. Rabbi Elazar, he responds, "Imkain, if it's only coming to tell you that, then lichta rechmana, the pasuk should have used the same word twice. Ima achol yahay achil." Using the same, you know, spelling, the same letters, whatever, right? So at least the same letters. Why switch everything? Why that change in semantics? Shamas Maratarati. From here we learn that crossovers generate pigel as well. Amar Leibar Abzer L'Rab Asis. You're quoting Rabbi Yechanan regarding Rabbi Eliezer's source from a pasuk that crossover is pigel min haTorah. If in fact he's based on a pasuk, then it should be full-fledged pigel. Even by a crossover, kamer stam in lechayv, should be cursed as well for eating it. So perhaps that's true. But Atu the Amrus, you yourself quoted Mishmei, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. There's no kares. It's only Midrabbanon. Moider bless Hashem, but Anush kares. There's no kares for eating it. Amulei, Rabbi Asi responds, you know what? That's a big discussion. Tanoim, it's machlekes Tanoim. I'll leave Rabbi Lezer regarding Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Some say it's really pigul min atoyer based on this pasuk. Some say it's close to pigul. It's only midrabbanon. Igad the manda Omar. So some say it's minatoyer, it's pigul, because mandam psul derabon. Some say it's only derabonim. Asani, as we find in the next brisa, this type of discussion. Okay, so we begin with a brisa. Hashechad as hazevach lishteis midam lemachar. Lachter psur lemachar. He does a shchita thinking, saying that he's going to drink the blood tomorrow. Mizbeach material for human consumption, or to burn the basar tomorrow. Human material for mizbeach consumption lemachar. Lechel Murav Lamachar, to eat the fats tomorrow. So all these are crossovers. Kosher. According to the Rabbanan, it's a non-starter. It's not pickle. Rabbi Lezer Paisel. Rabbi Lezer says it's Paisel. Not pickle, but Paisel. Next case in the Braisa. This is very important for the next Gemara. Laniach Medamar Lamachar, a unique type of plan this guy concocted. I'm going to Shecht. Planning to leave the blood over. Some of the blood for tomorrow. I'm not going to drink it or put it on the Mizbeach tomorrow. I'm just lazing around. I'm going to take some of the blood and have it stay overnight. Guess what? Rabbi Yehuda Paisel. He says it's possible. Why? We'll see later. Amar Rabbi Elazar said there was an Amar Rabbi Elazar. Elazar and Shamua. He says, look, Af Bezu. It's not so simple. This case as well of Laniach Domei Lamachar. It's a machlaikus really. Af Bezu Rabbi Eliezer. The same Rabbi Lez that we're talking about till now, he says it's Paisel, v'chacham v'machshir. Okay, so again, regarding laniach medam l'machar, Rabbi says Paisel. Second approach is that it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda Leib d'man. Now, let's just backtrack for a second. We discussed 2 points in the Braisa, crossovers regarding pigul and leaving blood overnight. So Rabbi Yehuda says laniach medam l'machar is Paisel. Now, regarding the crossover question, whose opinion did he adopt over there? It's important to know. Rabbi Yehuda Leib d'man, Ilei Madib d'Rabbanan, he's going like the Rabbanan. The crossovers are fine. So then why is Laniach Midamei L'machar Pasul? Hashta, look. Look, in the case of crossovers, where he's planning on eating, Machshir Rabbanan say it's okay because it was a crossover. Certainly when he's just planning on allowing the blood to stay overnight? I mean, that's not even close to pigul. Why would he puzzle? El Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Apparently he's going to Rabbi Eliezer regarding crossovers, who says that it's that's a problem. Comes Rabbi Eliezer and adds, he says, if you plan on leaving the blood overnight, it's also puzzle. It's also puzzle going to Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's take. The Amar, Belazar, comes Rabbi Elazar in this bright, not Rabbi Elazar, but Elazar in this brisa, with his approach to the Machlekes, he says, no, actually, regarding leaving blood overnight, it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbana, which actually is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda just said a minute ago. That's the obvious question coming up in a second. But let's just see the words. The Amar, Rabbi Elazar comes and explains, Apazu, even in this case of leaving blood overnight, we have the same Machlekes. Rabbi Lezer Paisel, Chamachshir. Now, it's hard to learn the Braisa this way because he's just repeating Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that it's a machlekes, right? Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehuda, they're both saying the same thing. That the same machlekes we apply by crossover, pigol, we apply by machshav of hanachas dam lemachar. Elalav, so you have to say there's some sort of point here of machlekes. Must be some sort of difference of opinion between Yehuda, Yehuda's version of Rabbi Lezer Shita, and Rabbi Lezer's version of Rabbi Lezer Shita. Kares, he could bring out the question is how far does Rabbi Lezer take his crossover pigle? Is it just possible in the Rabban or even Kares? As follows. The Rabbi Yehuda Savar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, look, Laniach Psulabam. It's true when it's just a question of Laniach Midamai, that's not Kares, that's not pigle, that's just a possible. Bahanach, but in a crossover pigul, Karis Nami Mechayiv, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's Karis. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's take on things. He holds that it's Karis. Perhaps that's his own shita as well. Va'asra b'lazer l'meimar. Right, so Rabbi Elazar's personal opinion, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Karis. Va'asra b'lazer l'meimar. Comes Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar in the Brayis, he says, no. Even the crossover pigle according to Rabbi Eliezer is not really Karis. Idi v'idi, paslei makaris. Whether it's a crossover pigle, whether it's thinking to leave the blood overnight, it's only midrabbanon. It's close to pigle. It's only possible. So here we found the two approaches to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer, the mission says crossover pigle is pigle. Question is how far we go. Is it midaraisa or is it just midrabbanon? Here we go. No. Says the one. The kuli al makaris, like perhaps all agree. In a crossover pigle, there's no karis. Vacha. Regarding analyzing the shitas and the brisa, as follows: Vahacha sholosh machlokes b'davar. The three opinions here regarding the second part of the brisa of machshava v'hinuach dam. That's the machlokes. Strictly in that case, Tanakama. So we have the Tanakama who quoted something about a crossover pigle being a machlokes, and we have Rabbi Yehuda in the brisa talking about allowing the blood to stay overnight. We have Rabbi Elazar in the brisa. It goes like this: Tanakama, the first opinion in the brisa. So Rabbi Hanach Pligi says, in the case of a crossover pigle, yeah, over there we have a machlekes, right? So Rabbi Elazar says it's pasul midrabbanan, and the Chacham says it's kasher. Laniach, but simply planning to allow the blood to stay overnight, they are called kasher. That's not even close to pigle. That's totally kasher. Rabbi the Sarab Hanach Pligi says, Rabbi the no, actually. In a case of crossover pigle, it's a machlekes, right? But lahaniach, they are called pasul. I hold lahaniach is worse. All agree it's pasul. The question is why? My time, you know why? Gzeira mixas dama atu kol dama. Now he's only planning on allowing, he's thinking, planning on allowing some of the blood to stay overnight. But next time he might plan to leave the entire blood overnight. Atu kol dama. And in that case, it's possible. They called on Ipsul deraisa. If you should think of allowing the whole blood to stay overnight, it's possible. Minatara, the sign is we find in the rice. But Rabbi explains his position. I'm going to read the terms of the Chachamim. Wouldn't you agree if you actually let the blood stay overnight, the entire blood, overnight? She's possible. Of course, the carbon is possible. Right? Just like if you physically, actually left it overnight, it's possible because there's no blood to process. Likewise, if you plan on doing so, it's also possible. Basically, he processed the carbon with this in mind. He invalidated the carbon. He was building a failed carbon. Okay, so this is the middle shita. Rabita says, all agree it's possible. Comes a third sheet in the Braisa. V'asar Rabbi Elazar l'meimah. Because Rabbi Elazar finally says, guess what? Machshava sinu achdam. It's also subject to the same achloik as of crossover pigle. Apazu. Rabbi Elazar is poisel. Midrabbanan machamim achshim. Okay, so bottom line is, regarding crossover pigle, which means to say he did, let's say, an avoida planning on feeding the mizbeach something which is meant for humans, or vice versa. Chacham say it's kasher, because each material belongs in his own venue only. Can't cross over. Rabbi Elazar says it's pigle. Some say me'at Torah, some say only midrabbanan. We have another machlekes regarding machshava sinuach dam. Again, three shitas. Rabbi Elazar says totally pasul. Some say it's a machlekes, and some say it's totally kasher. Okay, all the best to you and hatzlacha rabbah.